Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2019. We hope everybody is having a wonderful week so far. We have a new topic today, and it's on the new Green Deal for Brussels. Let's dive on in. The up-and-coming European Commission of Ursula von der Leyen? Not sure if I pronounced that correctly. Getting really bad with these names. They are preparing a slew of new climate and environmental laws as part of a European Green Deal due to be shown on the 11th of December. The revision version of the European Green Deal, obtained by Euractiv, outlines a set of deeply transformative policies on the new commission that is intended to put forward a new order to tackle climate change. Now, what they're trying to do is they're trying to implement easier, more efficient, better laws to combat climate change. And the only reason they're doing this is because they are consistently going to bat and saying, hey, we can't do this. It's going to hurt our economy. Well, that's about to change. Other known initiatives include a proposal to revise the Energy Taxation Directive with a view to align it with Europe's climate ambitions, which means, well, I don't know what that means, but I'm pretty sure you guys can. And if not, I'll find the research. Let me know if you don't know what it is either. The document covers the early draft proposal, marked for internal use only, that was circulated to EU countries, nationals, representatives, and so on and so forth in Brussels in order to get some feedback. And the Commission will present a comprehensive plan on how to increase the EU's greenhouse gas emission reduction target for 2030 to at least 50% and move forwards to 55% by October 2020. They are trying to take some drastic steps. Under the zero emission mobility heading, the Commission plans to extend the EU's cap and trade scheme for carbon emissions to the maritime sector and reduce the amount of free pollution credits allocated to airlines. A leak reveals Brussels' draft plan for Europe's Green Deal may be more beneficial for the rest of us, not just Brussels. So the only thing I can honestly think of when it comes into play is the fact that under the ecosystem and biodiversity preservation heading, most of these commissions are not saying that they're going to review the existing legislation that's already affecting agriculture and forestry. They're mostly more focused on the economical side of it, which I don't wholeheartedly support. I mean, they're not looking into the renewed climate and biodiversity ambitions that most of us are actually aiming towards. And under the farm-to-fork strategy, the EU executive intends to adopt a toolbox for alternatives to pesticides and reform food information rules to improve consumers' information. Finally, the Commission intends to review air, water, and chemical legislation with a view to eliminate all sources of pollution. This will life-changing. If they can do this, get rid of all chemicals, all forms of pollution, the whole shebang, not only is that going to be better for us, but exponentially our future. Oh, wow. Alright guys, that's pretty much all we have time for today. Please remember you can check us out on Twitter. We're active on there daily, throughout the day, no matter what. We're always up on top of the new and latest news. Please check us out on Instagram. We're consistently posting on there as well. We will have this video up on YouTube, and we'll be spreading it throughout all of the rest of our social media sites. Please remember you can check out our historical archive on Reddit. We are live on Facebook every single day. You can check us out there and ask any questions. We respond back within a minimum of 30-minute time limit. Please listen to the podcasts on Anchor. We share it live on LinkedIn now, so you have unlimited access to every single podcast we've ever done. Please remember, with LinkedIn, we consistently post on there daily as well. You can check out links that take you to each and every one of our different social media websites. And don't forget Snapchat and TikTok. On Snapchat, we consistently message back private messages, and we send out stories all day long. Don't forget TikTok as well. TikTok, we take micro videos and make music. If you guys will, please remember to hit that like and subscribe button. Thank you guys again, and I hope you all have a very wonderful day. Thank you again.